Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overcoming the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony podcast, a companion podcast to the Acceptable Christian Sin of Gluttony message series or sermon series. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you from a biblical perspective, the means by which we can combat and overcome the sin of gluttony and its outcome of obesity and disease, sickness, and death. Our passage from the Word of God today is 1 Samuel 30, verse 16, which reads, "And when the Egyptian had brought David down, behold, the Amalekites were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah." Now, let's look at gluttony and its effects in the news. According to U.S. News and World Report, rural, R-U-R-A-L, rural obesity has reached nearly 22% for rural kids, compared with about 17% for kids or children in large urban areas. While the overall rural city difference is not statistically significant, that's not the case for severe obesity. While 5.1% of children in metropolitan areas are severely obese, that figure nearly doubles to 9.4% in rural parts of the U.S. In this podcast, we are going through the book, The Rave Diet and Lifestyle, the Natural Foods Diet with Meals That Heal by Mike Anderson. He writes in Chapter 1, Diet, Disease, and Weight Loss, Part 9, Hormonal Cancers, Breast and Prostate, Excessive Dietary Fat not only suppresses the immune system, but it also stimulates the abnormally high production sex hormones, which greatly increases the risk of developing hormone-related cancers such as breast and prostate cancer. Anytime you take a bite into a hamburger, hot dog, chicken leg, or any other high-fat meal, you're not only weakening your immune system, but you're getting a hormone adjustment as well. A young girl raised on a typical high-fat Western diet has much higher estrogen levels and begins her menstrual cycle at a much younger age than one eating a rave diet. In just 140 years, the average age of puberty in U.S. girls has dropped from 17 to 12, and menopause starts 4 years later. In other words, women on high-fat diets have added 9 years of menstrual cycles to their lives. How do we know diet causes this? Because women throughout the world, including those in the U.S., raised on rave diets reach puberty at the normal age of 16 or 17. When women experience tenderness in their breasts each month, it's because estrogen is stimulating breast cells to divide, and that's when a mutation or cancer cell is most likely to appear. If you have more menstrual cycles and more stimulation from higher levels of estrogen, there's a much greater chance you'll develop not only breast cancer, but also other hormone-related cancers. Milk is full of bovine estrogen from cows, so it's little wonder that dairy products have been strongly linked to breast cancer and prostate cancer. Body fat also stimulates the production of estrogen. So the more body fat you have, the higher your estrogen levels will be. This is the reason overweight women have higher cancer risks. Pesticides. Pesticides and other chemical toxins also raise estrogen levels because these chemicals mimic sex hormones once they are inside the body. Since 95% of the pesticides Americans consume are in meat and dairy products, not plant foods, you're getting a double boost to your hormone levels when you eat animal foods. It's time to pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Continue to enlighten us in your church, particularly in this country called America. Have mercy and grace upon us. Forgive us of our sin of gluttony, eating too much, and even eating too much of a bad thing. And Lord, help us to wise up. Help us to learn. And help us to change our ways for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, in this podcast, as we focus on overcoming the sin of gluttony and managing our bodies as God intended, we must not lose sight of the most important part of our existence, our spiritual life. Even those of you who are fit, who eat right, and who exercise regularly must still address the condition of your soul. You may keep your body in perfect condition till the day you die, and that's good, but you will still die. We all will. And the only thing that will matter is the condition of your soul. Is your soul in shape? Is your soul saved? Is your soul in right standing with God? The only way to make sure of that is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin and the consequences of sin. He alone can save your soul, put you in right standing with God, and ensure that you do not perish in that awful place called hell. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.